And now the first question we would like to discuss here is, what were the major reasons? What was this first idea that brought people to studying liberal arts and sciences in Freiburg, but also in general? What was the decision? What was the main motivation to pursue this liberal arts education? And first, we would also listen to the recorded people.
I really like the flexibility within it, or maybe the idea around it, being able to study different things and put together different things depending on what you are interested in. And also, I really like the emphasis on tackling like world issues and the idea behind trying to find like real solutions to real world problems and the acknowledgement that these problems are very complex. I really like the freedom of the study program. And then also studying in Germany was kind of because of the program. I think University of Freiburg is the only university that's offering liberal arts and sciences in English. Mm-hmm. So that's why I came here.
Well, it's not like specific reasons, but more like an interplay of reasons. I mean, you could say it's a bit irrational, but it's kind of like, it's a bit of an extension of high school because I don't get to choose right away what I'm specializing in. I get the first year where I'm kind of like trying to figure things out, and I have a few choices to narrow down on. Those two choices that I had my eyes on from the very beginning are life science and governance, because I'm kind of more of a science student with a social science leaning. So sometimes I'm kind of like moving between, should I do something more like brainy? Should I do something more related to society? It's kind of like my personal struggle. But in the end, I chose governance. One more reason is just it's an opportunity for exploration, and I kind of wanted to get away far from home.
After high school, I really wanted to study in Germany, so that was my main motivation. But then I was just looking for programs that were in English in Germany, and this was one of the two that said I could apply to them. So basically it was kind of an accident, but also fate, because I love it. I also couldn't decide what I wanted to do, but not in a bad way, just I knew that I'm interested in many different things, and so I didn't want to limit myself. So when I found this program, I felt like it was perfect. You know, like it was many coincidences that led to a really nice thing.
When I chose my degree in Birmingham, I knew that I wanted to do something that had humanities and sciences. It's what I did for my A-levels, and so I wanted to keep my options open and have that diversity in my studies for my degree. And when it came to coming here for Freiburg, I knew that I wanted to do my exchange somewhere where I could improve my German. That was the main thing for me, but I knew my German was not very good, so I had to study in English, and Freiburg just ticked those boxes. It's in Germany and I could study in English.
Hello, so here's still the Liberal Arts and Sciences Radio, Laser Radio, with Lazy
Dave on the Auftakte on Radio Dreieckland 102.3.
And now we're bringing back the conversation with our live guests. So for you guys, what was the main reason for choosing this program? As far as I know, you already did some other programs and you're both graduates. So you can also elaborate on that a bit.
So here's Annie. I, for one, studied biology before and then pursued graduate studies in neuroscience. And towards the end of that study program, I started feeling rather jaded and limited. I wanted to go back to a position where I could expand my academic horizons, and I wanted to learn things from a wider variety of perspectives, and a very broad and focused approach at LAS really fitted that bill for me.
And what about you, Dave? Daniel?
For me, it was really by accident. It was more like a gradual process. I've been studying mechanical engineering before in another city, and I came to Freiburg for doing my master's in sustainable system engineering. And I haven't been super happy with mechanical engineering before, but I wanted to give it another go in this field. And then I really just by accident stumbled upon the program. I took a course, since I already was in Freiburg, enrolled in the university, and I really liked it. And then it was really a gut decision to send an application. And luckily, they have like a certain quota for people who already did a study program, because I think my grades wouldn't have been good enough. And yeah, so I got in, and now I'm super happy. Like initially, it was really just about reading the course titles from the module handbook, and they sounded interesting. And I thought, well, let's give it a try.
So that was Daniel. Dave is actually not studying liberal arts and sciences so far. As for me, I feel like it was an interplay of reasons, just as for Stephen. Maybe just the interplay was slightly different. I took a gap year, and I thought that maybe that year would give me time to decide and maybe find what I would like to pursue and focus my interests on. But it didn't happen. And then by the end of my gap year, I still felt quite lost in my interests. There were so many. I also feel like from my parents' perspective, it was probably interesting, because I'm not sure if it's usually the case, but they were like, oh, you're interested in art, so just do art, like do the painting school, why not? But I was like, no, I don't want to just like paint. I want to study some interesting things that, wherever my interest would bring me. And I was researching different programs that are available in English, and I found this one. I first was not really curious about the country itself, but I know that I had some German in high school, and I knew that I could not study in it, but I could still improve it while living here. And then the program itself was especially interesting because it allows me to study so many different subjects and bring together so many of my interests while also living in Germany. So also improving my German and pursuing so many different activities and doing some arts as well, doing the radio.